because we're basically in that uncharted territory for the wheat markets, Darla, are you getting a handle on where this may all settle out at?
Well, I don't think so. We've pushed into new highs yesterday, Ray, so when you get into uncharted territory, it's kind of like the Canadian dollar. How far does it go beyond your initial target? So very difficult to say how far that this thing could go. I suppose if we were to confirm weather-related problems in the United States, it wouldn't be inconceivable that we could make a $10 market in the wheat market.
Darl, I guess it's a matter of watching the situations here, but it sounds like the fundamentals are there to at least keep this market from falling too far?
They're there, yes. In the short run, I would say so. But historically, of course, these are very, very high price levels. So it's a matter of taking full advantage of these premiums that the market's giving us right now. In the past, we've seen many instances of strong markets that subsequently lead to lower markets. So it will be important to have a strategy to take advantage not only of the current strength, but also the premiums that are available in more distant months.
Darl, the one other item that we're kind of watching, and it seems to be just making a gradual march higher, slowly but steadily, is canola moving to higher levels. Do you see that being sustained here?
It'll be sustained as long as we have energy-related issues, Ray. The strongest market on the American exchanges right now is the soybean oil market, so we're nicely tied to that through the canola, as well as the energy market. So as long as we keep that energy market up to high levels, and canola looks to have very good price prospects going forward. The one thing I do notice, though, is that the forward month for canola, that's next year, 2008, is not normal in a bull market for that actually to be trading at premiums to the nearby. So that's setting up a very nice opportunity for forward sales for canola producers in the upcoming year.
Darla, you just mentioned that the energy situation helps to promote canola. Explain that a little further. Why is there that big tie-in right now?
Through the biodiesel market or biofuel market. Europe, of course, uses a significant quantity of vegetable oil-based biofuel in their diesel fuel production. And they have a large fleet of cars, of course, that run on diesel engine technology. So that's the tie-in there, Ray. If you need any further information, contact Darl at 1-800-277-9524 or visit the website keystonetrading.com, Market Minute.